At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
I'm alive, I do or die. I'm alive, do or die. I'm alive.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Show and Atwood channel. We are live. And listen, it's getting awfully close to Christmas. So thank you for being here. I know a lot of you are probably going to be doing your shopping, for those of you who still go to shops, and spending time with family, finishing up with work, all that good stuff. So thank you for coming and spending your time with me today. Now, excuse me. Before we get started, did you all see the big homie interview DNA off world show last night? We're going to be talking about that in quite in depth in the next stream, which is in about an hour, and there's so much to unpack from last night, and we're going to talk about it then. But for just now, we're going to dive into some headlines, and there's been some interesting developments, shall we say. So what I need to do is I need to show you the headline, and then I need to change to an image from the headline, because now YouTube has AI that reads the head, reads everything that's on the screen, and sometimes the words that we don't say get picked up on, so we just got to be careful now. So Sean Diddy Combs, allegations are the tip of the iceberg, says lawyers for alleged victim Don Richards. Don Richards is a former member of Danity Kane, a girl group signed to Sean Diddy Combs' record label, and also performed alongside the rapper in the Trio Diddy. Trio Diddy Dirty Money. She is now suing Combs, and her lawyer, Lisa Bloom, has spoken to Sky News. Interesting. Oh, we've got a little we've got a video here, but I'm too scared to play it unless they say too many words. A lawyer representing an alleged victim of Sean Diddy Combs has told Sky News she believes the criminal case against him is just the tip of the iceberg, and there are hundreds more who may be too afraid to come forward. I seen a headline the other day that Busby says there might have to be up to 300 victims. Now, Lisa Bloom is representing singer Don Richards, a former member of two groups formed by the rapper, who has filed a civil lawsuit against him. Richard is one of a dozen people suing Combs following his arrest in September. The 55-year-old is currently in jail in New York, awaiting trial over criminal charges of human transportation and racketeering, which he has strenuously denied. In fact, let me just get up the legal banner here. There we go. Let's get the color changed as well, because that's the wrong color. We want let's go pink today. Yeah, let's go pink. Let's go there. That's nice. All right. So, warning: the story includes details. Yeah, warning: this story includes details some may find upsetting. Okay, I think this is the tip of the iceberg. What we are seeing right now. Oh, hang on a second. I forgot to send this to somebody. Hang on 1 second, everyone. Excuse me. I am a terrible son. That's not the right thing. 1 second, everybody. All right. Send this one over to Mumsy. Beautiful. All right. Where are we? We're here. Okay, so scroll down. Ron, Lisa Bloom wasn't the lawyer. I have no idea. You know it's the tip of the iceberg, right? I mean, we've kind of always said that. But it's interesting that we're getting some back. And also, let's just continue with this. Through the iceberg, we're going to see a lot more accusers come forward. The lawyer said she had no doubt that there are hundreds more people who have allegations of SA, violence, threats of transportation against Combs, as well as people associated with him. However, she says many alleged victims may feel scared or unable to speak out or think they have no rights after signing those no disclosure agreements. The criminal case against Combs claims that with the help of some employees, he coerced, assaulted individuals for years and used blackmail and violence to silence alleged victims. On top of the criminal charge, the hip-hop mogul also faces mounting number of civil suits, with more than 20 filed so far. Damn. Richard appeared on a TV show making the band for Combs with an executive producer which Combs was an executive producer in the early 2000s. She was a member of Dynaty Kane, a group formed on the show who signed to his label, later performed alongside the rapper in the trio Diddy Dirty Money. She accuses him of subjecting her to years of inhumane working conditions and threatening her life. She alleges that during the show, she and others were subjected to horrendous conditions, Bloom said. They weren't allowed to eat. They weren't allowed to sleep. They were locked in places and not allowed to leave. They were subjected to all kinds of gender comments, calling them names, insulting them. She alleges that she was groped and grabbed by Sean Combs, that she witnessed him physically assaulting other women, that he restrained her, locked her into cars and other places, falsely imprisoned her, and it was just a really terrifying experience for her. When Richard tried to speak out on behalf of the woman Combs was allegedly assaulting, in her presence, she was threatened and felt very fearful, Bloom said. Combs' lawyers say Richard's allegations are an attempt to rewrite history. They say there are false claims manufactured by a singer who has an album out and who is trying to get her payday. They also say that if she had such negative experience working with the rapper and producer while in Dynaty Kane, she would not have returned to work with him a second time. In Diddy Dirty Money. Hang on a second. Good shit. All right, 1 second. All right. All right. Fire me some likes and shares if you can, guys. Let's get the likes up. Let's get the shares up. Every time you click that like button, the algorithm comes around and starts sharing this. It's up to you to help me push my little shows out. So please, 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 give me some likes and shares. Okay, people turn a blind eye. Richard has spoken with officers from the U.S. Department of Justice, Bloom said. She believes there will be more criminal charges to come against Combs, as well as more civil lawsuits. She sat and answered questions, Bloom said. I assume other people probably have as well. So criminal charges could be very, very well be forthcoming. I think there will be more civil suits to come. Sean Combs is in the top of the pyramid. He was the one orchestrating everything, but those who helped him also need to be brought to justice. He would not hold accountable anybody. We want to hold accountable anyone who's complicit, because to victimize people on the scale we are probably talking about hundreds of people. You cannot do that alone. You have to have helpers, people who actually saw incidents of horrible things, turned a blind eye to it, and continued funding these events where things happened. They should be held accountable, and we intend to do that in our case. Bloom said she also expects other famous names to be brought up. People used to brag about going to Diddy parties. A lot of people were there. Maybe some of them didn't want to know what was happening, but surely many of them did, he said. Being a celebrity does not mean that you're above the law, as I think some of them do think.
Damn.
Like, I mean, I know we all get the tip of the iceberg feelings, right? Oh, Tracy, thank you. Thank you so much. That's so kind of you. Thank you so much. Can we do a Q&A with Big Homie? I will ask Big Homie. Because if we catch him on a night with Bev, I'm sure he'll be more than happy to, for sure. But yeah, Big Homie's a good guy. Jay-Z, oh, we're gonna get to Jay-Z's lawyer in a minute. I just want you all to imagine the image in your head of backpedaling, right? Just get that in your brain. We're gonna touch on that momentarily. But let's see how many of you didn't like or share. Get a like and shared. It really does help. Okay, so for now, these civil cases against Combs are running concurrently to the criminal case against him. The rapper has not asked for a stay, which would essentially freeze the civil cases. Bloom said she is aggressively moving ahead with Richard's claims. From behind bars, the rapper, through his lawyer, has said he is confidently standing on the truth and looks forward to proving that in court. I will look forward to taking Combs' deposition in prison, Bloom said. For one thing, he can't say he's even unavailable or out of town. That's a good point. What do you think? I mean,
making the band in the early 2000s, where thousands and thousands of people tried out to be on the show. And she alleges that during the show, Making the Band, that she and the others were subjected to horrendous conditions. They weren't allowed to eat. They weren't allowed to sleep. They were locked in places and not allowed to leave. They were subjected to all kinds of gender comments, you know, calling them names, insulting them. She alleges that she was groped and grabbed that by Sean Combs, that she witnessed him physically assaulting other women, that he restrained her, locked her into cars and other places, falsely imprisoned her. And it was just a really terrifying experience for her. She says that when she tried to speak out on behalf of other women who he was abusing in her presence, she was threatened and she felt very, very fearful.
So what do you guys think? I mean, obviously, it sounds incredibly on par with the other 200 stories. Oh, Ronnie, Courtney's glasses are Goliath number twos. All right, hang on a minute. Oh my God, Cavalier Goliath 2. Oh. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, Frames Direct. We're gonna have a chat. Oh man, yes. Thank you. Who was that? Who was that? Who the frick was that? Be happy. I'm telling you, stay tuned to 2025. I want them with the big orange lenses though. Hell yeah, I'm gonna get a pair. Hell yeah. Big frickin' meow. 100%. That is a good find. Yeah, well done. You get the gold star of the day. It's just so good. It's the ones that De Niro wears in Casino as well. It's too good. Look at the size of these things. I mean, what? Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Put me on that list. All right. So we're going to jump into our next headline. And this one, which is over here, I don't think this is a new one. I think this is from a few days ago. But I just wanted to touch or scan through this, because I just want to see if Busby's actually up in. Here we go. The lawyer representing several alleged victims of Sean Diddy Combs says the potential number of civil cases against the musician is probably in the 300 range. Busby told the BBC he had received 3,000 calls. He'd already issued 20 lawsuits from men and women seeking damages from the musician. Others will not make it to court because of the time limit or filing claims have expired in certain states. Damn, his lawyers have multiple civil lawsuits, including the claims of 300 potential victims as part of that. This is crazy. Like, a former Marine and TV show host, he made his name suing. Hang on a second. Mr. Who is Tony Busby? All right, let's find out a little bit more about Tony. I know he has a tank. Do you know what I'm saying? I need a monocle. That's good. I like that. Where is Jaguar right today? I don't know. I don't know where she is today. She had a good stream last night, though. Okay, who is Tony Busby? Mr. Busby, whose practice is based in Houston, is an outsized character in the U.S. legal circus. Once described by the New York Times as a big, mean, ambitious, tenacious, fire-breathing Texas trial lawyer, a former Marine and TV show host, he made his name suing the energy giant BP after an explosion at an oil refinery in Texas killed 15 people and successfully defended former Texas Governor Rick Perry against abuse of power allegations. Most recently, he's held a sizable group of women to reach to court settlements with American football player Deshaun Watson over allegations he had essayed them during a private message sessions. Oh, massage sessions, not message sessions. Yeah, private massage sessions. That makes way more sense than messages, right? Okay, so Busby's just racking up these alleged victims. Okay, anonymity will be waived. Among them are women who claims Combs aired them in a hotel room in 2004 when she was 19 and a college student and an aspiring young musician, who alleges that she was slipped something in her drink and then forced him to perform OSEX when he was just 10. Lawyers from Mr. Combs have denied the allegations, saying the statement to the BBC that he's never essayed anyone, adult or minor, man or woman. The lawsuits have so far been filed anonymously, and the alleged victims referred to the court documents as John Doe or Jane Doe. However, Combs's lawyers have asked the courts to release their identities so he can adequately prepare for his trial. Man, like, can you imagine if all of, I mean, they've got to go through a separate cases, right? It can't just be like 301 case. So this is going to go on forever. Like, this is never going to end until everyone gets justice, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Hang on a second. I've forgotten to add Twitter to this. Just add Twitter. There we go. So It's really nuts. Yeah, don't trust Diddy. Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm with you 100%. Class action. Don't understand how Misha sat and lied like that. Yeah, it's wild, man. Jay-Z said Storm edited that video of her. Yeah. I need to get caught up on this week's Jag lore, because I was watching her live last night, but I'm not going to lie, I'd had a couple of cervezas, so I don't remember a lot of it, but I know she was talking about a video, an AI, or possible AI, or editing, and making her say something. Yeah, I kind of know what you're talking about. Ron, if you like dragons, just say I will make you one. I love dragons, my guy. Are you kidding me? Like, I would sleep on big piles of my treasure as well if everything wasn't so jaggy. Yep. Okay. So let me just go into Capri Sun mode. TMZ is allegedly involved. Okay. I've been smiling all day after last night live. Anyone else? Nice. It was altered replay, Susie. Jaguar is protected. Yeah. Oh yeah. Jaguar's all set, man. I just don't understand how anyone who would make up nonsense about Jaguar Wright would ever like think she's just going to sit there and smile and take it. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Okay, here we go. Blink twice. Misha completely stole the stories. Lionel had to know that. Jag can sing. Oh, listen, Jag has promised to come and sing on my Christmas extravaganza show, which will be up live as well. So get ready for that. I will want your money. Okay, I will want your money so that I can raise a lot of money for some community members and their charities. And in exchange for your money, I will eat 13.5 and 15 million Scoville peanuts. I don't want to. I really don't want to. But we have to do this. It's for charity. Okay? For charity. So bring your money. Okay, bring your money. Okay. Jaguar lied about Storm, so I don't trust anything she says, in my opinion. Okay. Interesting. Mr. Carter has nothing to do with Mr. Combs. Case Mr. Combs. Oh yeah, we're gonna get onto the backpedaling. Let's have a little look at what is going on with Jay-Z, because this is a banger. All right. So this is the title: Jay-Z's attorney distances him from Diddy. No friendship or longtime bond here. I mean, I don't know if, I mean, they look pretty chummy. Hang on a second, let's just have a look. Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt, right? Let's just do a little Google search. It's odd. And like, I'm not trying to say anything, right? But it does look like they're pretty good friends. Like, from the bald era of Jay-Z, from the pineapple era of Jay-Z, from like the four big meaty sausages of the era. Like, they just seem to be quite chummy, right? I mean, I would say pretty chummy. Let's have a little scroll down. Yeah, everyone still looks pretty chummy. I'm not going to lie. Everyone's having a good time. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. In fact, they were such good friends. Did we not read somewhere that the only person that calls Jay-Z Sean is Diddy because they call each other Sean? Like, we all read that, right? I think we all read that. I definitely read that. It might be on one of the shows that has gone to the nether realm. Please speak on this craziness about the new drone app that's supposed to help debunk what you see in the sky. Okay, so just quickly before we move any further, one moment, please. We have got a show on Wednesday night, and I think it's going to blow everyone's minds. I'll just throw it up on the screen for you just now. So we have got Alina Dinan, Danny Henderson, JP, Tony Rodriguez. We've got Beverly Rhodes and, of course, myself. And this is all going into the UFO drones, disclosing a whole bunch of information. And I would strongly suggest everyone who wants answers about New Jersey, all these things, this is going to be the live stream for you. All right, this is definitely going to be the live stream for you. And if you enjoyed Big Homie's if you enjoyed Big Homie's interview last night with Azria and Beverly, on Friday we have a very, very special show with the wonderful Jaguar Wright, who is going to have the same off-world DNA, the same experience as Big Homie had last night with Azria. Make sure you guys are there for it. All right. Make sure you are there. Oh, where were we? We were here. All right. And is this the article? No, that's the image. It's this one. All right. So that was so good last night. His reading. Yeah, seeing these guys on Danny's channel. Mind blowing. Oh man. Well, we're going to watch a little video about Will Smith just in a little while, because yeah, Jags off world DNA, my G. It's going to be a banger. It's going to be a banger. All right. Let's continue. All right, I need to put this up. Where are you? Here. Yep. And then here. All right. Jay-Z's attorney has spoken out about the rumored longtime friendship between his client and Sean Denny Combs, and said the music moguls are not friends. Oh, yes. This is going to be brilliant. Let me just... Oh, no, that's the wrong button. This button. There we go. There is no friendship or longtime bond here, Alex Spiro told the BBC, adding, that's just because they knew each other, know each other. That doesn't mean anything. Jay-Z was recently added to a lawsuit against Diddy of SA. The alleged victim recently admitted to holes in their story, meaning the lawsuit could fall apart. Diddy has been charged with one count of racketeering conspiracy, which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison, one count of human transportation by force, fraud, or coercion, which has a maximum sentence of life in prison and a mandatory minimum sentence of 15 years, and one count of transportation for purpose of SEX work, which carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. He denies the charges and is believed that the majority of the case is based on his former relationship with singer Cassie Ventura. There is a video showing Diddy violently assaulting Cassie and Diddy apologizing for the attack in a recorded video posted on Instagram before deleting it weeks later. Like, come on. Come on.
Spiro is pushing to get a judge to dismiss the rape lawsuit against his client, brilliant, citing an NBC...
Brilliant NBC News. You just ruined my entire live stream.
News exclusive that found inconsistencies with...
To be fully cleared of all of this in the coming days. Almost nothing that she says has checked out, because this never happened.
This in the wake of our interview with a 38-year-old mother from Alabama who accuses Jay-Z.
I tell you what, I think this is something that Jag and Sean are going to be going into. Sean's been really, really focused on, what is the lady's name? Is it Tisa Tells? Is that what her name is? Is it Tisa Tells? I think that's her name. Basically, what I think the lady the survivor, the alleged victim, I think she got the year wrong. I think she said it was 2003. I'm just, don't quote me. I'm paraphrasing. Tisa tells, thank you, Susie. Where apparently everything was spot on, but the year, and listen, I'm not being funny, but you could argue that that was a grammatical typo on a piece of administrative paperwork. But in any other situation, apart from a legal case, because we've all seen movies and things like this, or seen true crime where, you know, the one cop labels the evidence bag wrong and now the bad guy's back out in the streets, right? Oh, where can I send you a bunch of pictures? Mail Rook. Hang on. Mailrook at proton.me. Yeah, what was I talking about? Their friendship. Where can I send you pictures, Ron? We're above that. Tisa tells. That's what we're doing. So, yeah. So, apparently it was just the year that they got wrong. And, yeah, she said 2003 fits the story. So, it's very scary, right, when we have a situation. Now, listen, everyone's, we're all going to sit here like grown-ups, and we're going to listen to what's being said, and we're not going to start jumping the gun on what I'm saying before I've finished. So, months and months ago, and I don't know if any of you viewers were watching the show, but I said that I wonder if we're going to see a groundbreaking new witness survivor before Christmas time, who was going to take the whole case by storm, and then it's going to derail and possibly destroy the case based off of fabrications or lies. Now, how clever would it be? Now, and again, I'm just saying, having somebody come in and outright lie, and then the whole of the public turning on them, okay, as opposed to the whole of the population having sympathy for them and it being almost an administrative mistake that brings the case down, is a very clever way of shaping something. Now, again, I'm not saying that this is what's happening. I like to approach things from all angles. But I very much hope that justice comes for all of the survivors, just to be clear. But if this was to derail the whole case, right? If this was to derail the whole case, metaphorically speaking, if this, let's talk about a case that's similar to this, that's a metaphor that doesn't exist, so no one gets triggered. So what a clever way to derail the case, but leave there no one to blame apart from whoever wrote a date down wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's what's happening at all. But when we look at the greater weaponization of witnesses or storylines, narratives, all this kind of stuff, I'm fascinated by the things that happen. And then, you know, 80 years later, they become declassified and we find out, oh, wow, the CIA did spray a bunch of toxins over marathons and things like this and denied it at the time. I always wonder what the things are they deny at the time are going to turn out to be the things that are the things, if you know what I mean. Here's an even better one, right? Here's an even better one. Okay, here's an even better one. So they are guilty, right? So, I mean, I guess I'm just making the same point again. They're going to run with anything 100 million%, man. If you were Diddy and you were sat there absolutely popping bricks, mate, like popping bricks, you'd be clutching at any straw that came your way. You'd be like, oh, please, please, just a big fat straw today. I just need a big fat straw with some grip tape down the side of it to cling to. And of course you would. Of course you would. But man, what about the possibility of cases like this being destroyed by the weaponization of a false claim in a way that doesn't even create a victim for us to point a finger at? That is some, like, that is some madness. Hang on a second. Okay. So I tell you something else as well. When Big Homie said that you met up with the Francises and said that he was joining forces with them to liberate some individuals over time who may be, transported, there's just going to be a couple of really bad days for these people. Do you know what I mean? Like, just really bad. 6'6" of Big Homie coming at you. Nah, mate. Nah. You know what we need to do? We need to make up like a legendary song that can circulate around like the human transportation world. You know what I'm saying? People will sing it who are oppressed to give them hope, and it will put fear into their captors because Big Homie is coming. Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right. Okay. Also, I named myself Lil Yum Yum last night, so that's there we go. Okay. Okay. Nonsense. We're talking here. So, okay, hang on. That was that. Let's come out of here. One quarter. Okay, that's that. That's over with. So, we're the backpedaling people. What do we think about this? Because this has been all over the news how close these two are. Okay, we've seen collaborations, businesses, parties. Why Lil Yum Yum? I'm pretty sure it was from Meet the Goldbergs and was one of the kids' rap names in that. And I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. Like, just the least intimidating, like, name in the world. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I you know what I'm saying? It's got to be done. You got to put a smile on the people's faces. But it's just madness. I mean, it really, really is. I mean, I think you guys answered this in like 2 seconds. Oh, I'll check my emails, yeah. You guys kind of answered this in 2 seconds about none of us are buying this, okay? Like, none of us are buying this. It's a madness. You know, but just here's the thing. We've talked a lot about surface level media consumers, right? People that just read a headline and then they go about their day, and we can't fault them. They are part of the subsection of the world, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're in a room full of people right now, if you're not alone, look around the people in the room right now, okay? And some people in this world have a blessing and a curse, and it's called ignorance, right? This, the phrase ignorance is bliss, right? I often just get jealous sometimes, right? Where I'm like, there's people that just get up in the morning, they go to their job, they come home, they sit with their family, or they sit with their partner, or they do a single life, whatever. At no point are they thinking, ah, global cabal, you know, PDF file, you know, monsters. And they're just going about their day. I mean, just going about their day. Yum Yums are actually pastries to me. Yum Yums in the UK is a... Do you know what Americans think of a bear claw, donut, except instead of it looking like a big bear claw, imagine a big twisted stick of it. A big twisted stick of bear claw with a frosting on it. So that's what Yum Yum is to me. Absolutely. I love that you've taken like the proper grown-up approach to this. Absolutely no loyalty. I mean, that statement alone has already taken people by storm. All known by association need to need to donji in, because if he's okay to throw Diddy under the bus, no one else has a chance. Uh-huh. There had absolutely no loyalty. Nailed it. Lil Yum Yum. Okay, right. Where else are we going? He's 6 foot six. Like, big homie, 6 foot six. Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought Yum Yum is a shop. I don't know. I never heard of Yum Yum as a shop. They say ignorance is bliss. That was what I was talking about. Thank you for steering the ADHD back. Like, could you just imagine, though, right? Instead of sitting watching YouTube right now, you're sat at home, right? Like, on the phone, talking to, like, a company to get a better, like, interest rate on your savings account. And, like, oh, I don't know. Looking at your, like, smart thermostat being, like, saved 18 pence in electricity this week. Nailing it. Do you know what I'm saying? But again, if we were all cursed with that, the situation would be worse than it is. So the daydream of ignorance and bliss is shortly lived, and then I'm slapped back to reality. Oh, okay. Apparently we can't watch this one. Or look at this one. Give me 1 second, everybody. What time is it? All right, I've got 25 minutes. Okay. I just want to double check something. Will Smith. This is all stuff that's on the internet. Nothing against TOS here. Everybody's dressed. Everyone's wearing clothes. There's no, let's just check. There's no words on the screen. Ha ha! Yes! We got one. So tell me what you guys think about this, right? Now, again, let's try and be objective here. And let's just watch this.
I'm at school sometimes. My dad will just pull his pants down.
Hey!
Will is always playing. Okay. Jayden jumped up and ran.
No, not only said he wasn't trying to kiss me, but after the set, he'll try to kiss me or anywhere else.
So what do you think? Is Jayden still too old to get kissed by his dear old dad?
Like, I mean, it's just a bit odd. That's all we're going to say about that. That's all we're going to say about that, really. Now, I just wanted to watch this Wendy Williams video again, right? Because Wendy Williams, she ain't doing too well, right? And I just wanted to just hang on a second. Okay, diagnosis. Okay, that was this year. Okay, that's what it's called. Aphasia and front temporal dementia. All right, let's just look at aphasia. Aphasia by. Okay. Okay, aphasia is a brain disorder that affects how you speak, underlying language, and happens to damage the language. Okay. So, yeah, a lot of people were saying that there's a story behind the story of this, talking about how what happened to her may have been as a result of what we're about to see here. And so here's the thing. If we're talking about a description of an illness that hinders your speech, it damages the brain, Is it possible to get that unnaturally? Is what I'm asking, really. And again, I'm just a guy on the internet having a conversation. This is not, I'm not saying anything. I'm not making any allegations. I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying that what you're about to see here is the opinions of anyone other than Wendy Williams. I imagine we'll collectively all agree with her necessarily, allegedly. There we go. Thank you very much. Can never have too many of them. But just have a look. Just have a look at this.
You do for that damn career.
Listen, this is a disgusting business. That's all I'm going to say. This business is so disgusting that I can't.
I think that Jay-Z and Beyonce are master manipulators of the media.
What is that? Is that a baby bump?
I don't know. What the couple found most difficult to deal with, says another source, was the fact that some of the rumors were being perpetuated by people they considered friends, like talk show host Wendy Williams.
Well, first of all, I've never partied with them. I've never been to their house. I don't swim in their pool. Like, we're not friends.
The stunt left Beyonce angered beyond belief.
That means she watches.
Fortunately, one of the TVs in our kitchen has closed captioning, so I'll be able to understand what she says. She, you know, Beyonce can't talk. You all, Beyonce sounds like she's got a fifth grade education. She can't talk.
Guess who's jealous of Adele?
Beyonce. I do, in my mind, believe that Beyonce is very controlling regarding her image. Like, very controlling.
Beyonce, what planet do you live on? You can't ban cameras. Everybody's got cell phones with cameras. Respect that. Bow down. B-words. You know, a few weeks ago, she was singing at the inauguration. Then she was performing at the Super Bowl. We celebrate. You're on a Pepsi can, for goodness sake. To tell B-words, bow down. And then you're saying, girls run the world. Beyonce feels overshadowed by Adele.
And here's where we are today. Wendy Williams is diagnosed with aphasia and front temporal dementia. And that was at the start of this year. Wendy Williams, former TV talk show host and shock jock, has been diagnosed with aphasia, front temporal dementia, her medical team announced. In the new release Thursday, her team said Williams, 59, received her diagnosis last year, that the conditions have already presented significant hurdles in Wendy's life. Wendy's still able to do many of the things for herself, her team said. Nothing that she is appreciative of kind thoughts and wishes being sent to her. Most importantly, she maintains her trademark sense of humor and is receiving the care required to make sure she is protected and that her needs are addressed. So here's what's interesting. Yeah. I bet our teams are saying a lot of things. But is that not a bit wild? Like, I'm not saying anything, okay? I'm telling you guys how to think, okay? Caused from toxins, head trauma, etc. Cassidy Reynolds, thank you. Yeah, it's so weird. And when we look at the didisphere, the didiverse, and we look at all of the pneumonias, all of the alleged poisonings that have gone on, it just makes you wonder if there is more to stories like this. And I'm in no way saying that there is. I just think there is such a bigger battle going on within this. And if you guys watched the Big Homie interview, if you didn't, we're going to be talking about that on the next stream, which is in about 15 minutes. And there's things in Big Homie's DNA that directly say about repelling poisons and all of it. It's mind-blowing, right? Wendy, yeah, some infamous Samantha's saying here, I think a lot of people think the same, and I kind of stumbled upon the whole Wendy Williams, because she's not a big personality in the UK. I obviously knew who Wendy Williams was, but had watched collectively maybe 10 minutes. Bruce Willis as well, yeah. Maybe watched collectively about 10 minutes of Wendy Williams content in my entire life. But I knew who she was. And I knew she was a big deal. Conservatorship or jail. Haven't you heard like what Wells Fargo did to Wendy? No. Nah, like I say, I'm very, very new to the Wendy Williams chapter of all this. If I'm being totally honest. Right, guys, give me one more little like and share for all the newbies that have just turned up. Let's get a little like, let's get a little share. Let's see if we can push this up to close to 2,000 on YouTube before we go into our next show. And I think what I'm going to do is, if anyone has any questions, fire them over. Not about Big Homie, save that for the next show. And I'm just going to double check a couple of things. Let's just refresh the Diddy news. Oh, yeah. So we spoke about this on the Daily Show that ended up in the Nether Realm the other day. Unearthed 1999 photo of Diddy and Kate Moss as internet buzzing. Now, we need to just look at this. So, obviously, Diddy and Kate Moss, we can see them, right? But there's something going on in Diddy's hand right here. And listen, this could be a bit of chewing gum. Doubt it. Okay, it could be. What it looked like to me was a little, almost like a little wrap with something in it. And obviously, for those of you who know certain substances that can put you into almost like a trance, like zombie state. And that's kind of how you would maybe possibly administer it. Jagged little pill. Yeah, it could be a bullet. See, I zoomed in on this and we looked really close up on what we could see, and it's too imperfect to be a pill, right? It actually has an internal shadow here and two edges that come round the fingertips, and almost looks like it's a little scooper made out of paper, if that makes sense. But yeah, let me see if I can find the bigger image. One second. I mean, you guys can call it a pill if you want. I'm just not sold on it. I'm not sold on it being a pill. But hey, it could be. It could be. Okay? It could be. You're not wrong, you know, because we don't know what it is. So technically, we're all right and we're all wrong. The hand position is an MK Ultra method. Okay, it's two. What if Wendy Williams has evidence? Wendy Williams was saying a lot. That's a bomb. Okay. Yes. Okay. I would also definitely take bomb, and the little twisty end part of it is in his fingers. And what we're seeing is the bulbous end. Montana, we're gonna go with bomb or a wrap, whatever you want to call it. How we doing, Leticia? How we doing? Yeah, okay, well, I mean, listen, a lot of people do that. A lot of people get their groove on. I think this is the picture you're talking about. She's getting her groove on. And there's Depp and Kate Moss. What? But yeah, it's one of those ones that we could sit and debate for hours. Absolute hours. It's an alien's tooth. That's afterwards. Why is he holding her neck like that? Wendy Williams, I was burned at the post for exposing a gay rap figure. Flashback is the name of the video. This was 5 years ago. All right. What a frickin' nugget is this? Who said this? Who said that? Who was this? Who was this? There we go. Thank you. All right. Good job.
Kanye and ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, this is 5 years ago, right? Yeah, 5 years ago. Back in fact, this is even longer. This is 11 years ago. Back in 2013, William Williams spoke on Vlad TV. So this is from 2013, but is a five-year-old upload. Oh, this is going to be interesting. I tell you what. Put one in the side chair if you want to watch this. It's about 5 minutes. It's about 4 minutes long, and that'll take us sort of up to the end of the show. So let me know if you want to watch this. We'll still have a few minutes to chat afterwards. And yeah, let me know what you think. The snitch. Okay. All right, let's check it out.
Rocky, yeah. Recently wore skirts and dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with both?
Yeah.
What do you think of this fashion?
Really? Remember, I am hip-hop.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny how when men get older in hip hop, they're still, you know, well respected, well versed, Kool Herc, you know what I'm saying, and Red Alert, and you know the legends, KRS-One. You know, you put me in there, and all of a sudden it's like, oh no, Wendy's a talk show lady. No, I listen to Big L on the way to work this morning. No, I am familiar with Kanye and ASAP and the kilts.
Right. Well, Kanye had the kilt, and then ASAP had the long dress.
Yeah.
Have you seen the ASAP?
Kurt, I just want to say kilts are not skirts.
Yeah, I'm not down with any of that. I mean, when...
How are we doing?
Did you see my WhatsApp?
Oh, no, I didn't. Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay. Because he's talking to Big Homie and his mother.
Yeah, I wouldn't get yourself too stressed.
Okay. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I imagine it's all of the court filing stuff or whatever it was from the USA court documents.
Yeah, that too. And he's also talking about race a lot. Black people, white people.
Okay. Well, listen, like I say, man, it's the usual madness you have to endure.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So don't, I wouldn't worry yourself.
Okay, that's good. I was like, yeah, oh my God, why is he saying to like Big Homie and his mom? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, mm-hmm. I'll watch it after the stream, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. We'll just need to wait and see. But if it's from that American case, yeah, that's just old news, man. That's just old news.
That'd be my man.
Like,
we brought up Lord Jamal from Brand New. He had made some comments about that.
What did he say?
Well, he talked about the whole feminization of hip-hop culture from the 80s on. You know?
I think he's taking the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, he talked about how, you know, when we were younger, you know, you were hearing your left ear, and that was considered straight, and hearing your right ear, that'd be gay. And then at one point, people start wearing both earrings, yeah. And you know what I mean?
And then they started wearing girl pants, and then they're wearing jeggings, and then, yes, it's very effeminized, but be very clear, there were lots of homosexuals in hip-hop back in the 80s, too. And, you know, that was you know, what's worse, you know, hip hop wearing skirts or hip hop being closeted and having a plethora of kids to prove manhood that, you know, and denial of something that you shouldn't have to deny, which is your sexuality. So I hear what Jamar is saying, but we come from a very homosexual era of hip hop as well. There was a radio personality once upon a time. Her name was Wendy Williams, and she was practically burned at the stake for talking about such. And now it's all come full circle. There were many situations, none of which to talk about, but there were many situations back in the day in my career. And it's all coming full circle now. So
do you think now with people like Frank Ocean coming out of the closet, even though he's not exactly a rapper, but he definitely overlaps into the rap community. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's we're going to have a time where it's cool to be a gay rapper?
I don't know, because I still see Frank Ocean as being one amongst many, but one, and that's good. But, you know, and then there was the notion of this radio DJ in New York who is in denial. So that just goes to show you how far the homosexual movement within hip hop and sports still needs to go. It is politically correct to be accepting, but behind closed doors, people are still hating. And Jason, the basketball player, is one, but it will be a long time, I think, before another actively playing in the locker room ball player comes out. And it's unfortunate, but that's where I am, you know, on it. You know, Frank Ocean, good for him. And Jason, good for him.
You're on mute, Ron.
Yep. So it seems that Wendy's got a bit of a history when it comes to just saying it as she, you know, calling it as she sees it, calling out individuals. And the video that we watched with Beyonce, all the things that she'd said about her, all of it points to a very troublesome problem for the powers that want to keep all of this sort of stuff under wraps. And what's happened to Wendy Williams is really, really sad. It's heartbreaking for anyone to go through anything like that. But of course, is there more to the story? Is there more?
Really be surprised.
No.
Exactly.
No.
It is a good timing, because it's a good timing that is happening right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's like every person that was ever a whistleblower right now is either getting burned at the stake, as she was saying, or they are mysteriously healed.
Yeah.
But she's right when she calls it homosexuality, but it's mostly that people are basically just, you know how Diddy is. Diddy was clearly swinging both way, and also Diddy is went after every color of every ethnicity. So that man is for equality on his sexuality. He will go after everyone. So it was really, you know, like a big,
yeah. I'm with
and
you.
I think that, yeah, and I think those type of like men like Diddy, they like to go after heterosexual men also, just to even put it more power, you know?
Yeah, I see it like that too. Right, what I'm going to do, Maggie, is I'm going to send you the link to the next stream, which is starting in a couple of minutes, which is where we're going to talk more about Big Homie. So give me 1 second, because I need to start... I need to send you this. I need to start that one before I end this one, if that makes sense. So if you can stay here and just talk to the wonderful people, and then in a couple of minutes, well, actually, I'll be starting it in a couple of minutes, and then I'll go over there, I'll start the intro, then I'll come back here once I know that started, and we'll close this one. It's a fun process here.
So you want me to stay here and talk to everyone, and then after we go on the other one?
So you stay here. I might disappear, and then I'll come back once I know the other stream has started, and then we can end this stream and everyone will get shunted over to the other one. We got this. But I'm going to be here for another minute or so anyway. But before I leave you, right, Maggie, how are you? What's going on with you? How's life? What's been going on?
Oh, my God. What has been going on is that I have been learning a lot by going into all those different, you know, like YouTube stratosphere, if you can say. So okay. I have basically seen that a lot of people are either looking into the victim in a way that I cannot really understand, or they are looking at victim in a way that, I don't know, like they are not capable, it seemed, to just be doing like critical thinking. Okay. So let's say with the new Jane Doe that we don't know who it is, that went on NBC.
Yeah.
So that woman, there are a lot of people that are trying to say that because she seems to be white, it seems that she's trying to maybe take down black men. When in actuality...
That's a banger. That's a banger. We are
the point where people...
Busby the blackmailer, as far as I'm concerned. That's top tier. Okay,
exactly. And then they are saying that, you know, they will compare, let's say, Diddy to Emmett Till. So, you know, a lot of people are showing a lot of disregard for victim, and a lot of people are not actually going on other people because. Exactly. Yeah. So for me, I'm just like. People, I'm not Candace Owen X2. I'm just saying that it's not about color right now. It is about making sure that we can help the victim. Because Diddy believed in equality. He abused everyone equally. So it's not like he went after only black people or white people. Like that man, woman, child, adult, nobody was safe from that man. So it is really about all of us just looking into what's going on with the Diddy situation.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave you now. I'll be back. 60 to 90 seconds of closing, and then I'll be right back.
Okay, that's good. Hello, everyone. So, yeah, I'm seeing that a lot of people are discrediting the Jane Doe from right now. Because, and while... there is a certain inconsistency in her stories. And I'm not going to be one to say that her stories is perfect and makes perfect sense. I do not believe that. I don't understand how everyone is doing 5-hour driving for her. But at the same time, trying to make it about race when we also had Lamisha not long ago, it's not about race. If there are fake victims that come out.
I don't know how to make the music stop. So I will see you on the next stream. Peace. Love you guys.